stand up for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They missed the pledge. You want me to do it again?
No.
This part is for public comment pertaining to what's on the agenda. For anyone who can't stay until the end where public comment is anyone here not able to stay and need to make a public comment? Okay. Will I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes for January 10th, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have an approval for the agenda for February 14th?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for February 14th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items. Can we receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department? Is there anyone here from
Henry Hoffman with Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department? Nothing to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. But while you're standing, Metro? Oh, okay.
Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you very much. Sandy Valley Schools.
State your name at least.
Sorry, Officer Captain Callum.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Sandy Valley Schools.
We just concluded our regular basketball season. The boys have qualified for the playoffs, which we are going to host here in Sandy Valley School on Thursday. They're the number 3 seed, so they'll be playing at 12:30. So we're going to be running games while school's going on. It'll be interesting. So there's a possibility they could qualify for state if they can win that game on Thursday, which is a possibility. The fields are supposed to be ready within the next month, but I don't really know much about the construction other than that's a couple things that I've been told. And then the rest of the building up there won't be ready till probably about May or June. And then we're gearing up for baseball, softball season. And so I mostly know the athletic stuff, so I don't know if there's anything else.
Okay.
I do have something. Sorry.
Go for it.
Our fundraising with the Washington, D.C. trip has been really well. American Legion just gave us $1,000. South Point gave us $2,500, and then everybody else is always pitching in. We are going to visit the White House. Compliments of Justin Jones, Commissioner Jones. He got us some passes, so that's exciting.
And we do. We really appreciate the whole community support. We've had a lot of people reach out. A lot of people bought stuff at the stores, and like it's been awesome. It's been really cool to see the support for the seniors for what's going to be a trip that they'll remember. I'm the government teacher too, so I enjoy it because I'm kind of prepping them for things. And yeah, it's been kind of cool.
If anybody wants to donate that hasn't been had a chance, how would they go about that?
They can just bring it to the school and give it to our banker or myself or Jamie. Miss Jamie.
Okay. Who's the banker?
Michelle.
Okay. Thank you.
They're all up in that front elementary office.
Okay. Can we receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation?
Sure. Sarah, Clark County Parks and Rec. So I have some new programs going. We have a walking club on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. More than welcome to come out and walk at your own pace or walk with the group or whatever you want. We have a quilting club from 10 to 2 on Friday the 24th. If you want to come out and quilt and bring your sewing. I have a moving night Friday the 17th from 4 to 7. We're doing Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. And I have Open Rec from 2 to 4 on Fridays. Except for this Friday, I have a doctor's appointment, so next Friday. And I have Coffee Talk. So far, nobody's been to it yet, but it's 10 to 11 on Thursdays. I kind of just talk. No politics, no religion.
So what do you talk about?
I don't want to have to call the cops.
Do we have anybody from Valley Electric? No? How about BLM?
They couldn't make it.
Okay. Then the Clark County Administrative Services.
So we met with, I know this is everybody's concern is the road. And believe me, I hit those potholes too every day, so it drives me crazy too. We met with Dennis Unibert, who is the Director of Public Works for Clark County this afternoon. He said he's frustrated too because the consultant that they had gotten to do the study, the engineering, didn't do the job. So they're having to go out and find a new engineer. But I told him we can't wait that long. Something needs to be done. So they're going to come out and find the sections that are the worst, which I know is going to be a toss up on that one, but and do as much dig out as they can and do repaving in certain sections so that we don't have the potholes popping out like we do now. So it's not an overall, I told him, I said, but I don't want that if that's going to keep us from having a whole new road. And he said, no, that's not what's going to happen. They want to do what they can to help us now since it's an even bigger delay. So I know it's frustrating, frustrates me too, and it's frustrating him too. So that's working. They have submitted to BLM, I think I told you that before, to finish the walking trail or the off-road trail, off-highway trail. And BLM wanted them to do an environmental study. So I'm going to meet with BLM and see if I can get them to understand that it's a bit ridiculous where it's already disturbed. So I'm going to meet with them pretty soon, hopefully next couple weeks, to try to convince them that we don't need an environmental study along Quartz. I think that's all the road stuff. The mammal van is coming out July 6th. I just got that today. So July 6th, the mammal van will be out. I also am working with this thing called Highway to Help. It's a mobile clinic. And they do, for at-risk populations and rural areas, they do dental and all sorts of other health care. So I'm working with them to come out, and we're going to try to bring them out in conjunction with a really cool event. We're going to do Sandy Valley's Got Talent on May 6th. We are going to do, during the day, it's going to be an artisan craft fair in the park, and then in the evening, we're going to bring out one of the big mobile stages, Clark County stages, and do a talent show. So I'll be putting more information about that out. But they have found with the mobile clinic, it works best when it's along with another event. So people are there, and so if there's gaps in the schedule, there's people that can take advantage of it. So we're going to schedule that together. So I will be putting more information out about that. But be honing up your talent because I'm going to get surprises and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's all I have for right now. Is anyone's questions for me? Yes.
The vet clinic.
I have not got an answer yet. They have had some changes of staff and they're. I have not got an answer back yet.
Okay.
Anything else for me? All right.
Okay. Thank you. We have nothing for planning and zoning. It's time for general business. Representatives from Jack Dawson will share information about the cleanup of the Boss Mine property and future plans for the use of the site It's for discussion only. We're not going to be voting on anything today.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Greg Nicholas, I'm very pleased to be here actually this evening to talk to everyone and speak with everyone. We actually happen to have a program that we are currently operating over on the other side of Mount Potosi. If anyone's familiar with the Kimball Scout Ranch, we're over there. And this program is called the Bronco Off Rodeo. It is a program that that is designed to work with owners of the new Ford Bronco. It's an opportunity for us to share with them some core off-road driving techniques. Also very, an opportunity for us to share a safe and responsible, off-road driving style as well. Tread lightly is a huge part of what we do with this program. So with that program, we've been actually operating over there since August 16th of 2021. It has been an incredibly well-received program, and we're very humbled and honored to actually be able to host that program in the Mountain Springs community. As a result of the success of that program, we now have the Bronco Raptor experience as an extension of the Bronco Off-Rodeo. And with that program, we needed to grow. We needed to expand a little bit. And so the Boss Mine property over here in Sandy Valley has shown itself to be a phenomenal place for us to be able to highlight with the new owners of the Bronco Raptor. So with that, we have the opportunity to help. We really want to be able to clean up that site a bit, make it a little bit more appealing, right, aesthetically appealing, for folks as they come through. So with this program, we're looking to go live with this program later on in the summer. Late spring, early summer is what we're targeting for this particular program. It's a great opportunity for us to really kind of be able to show again what this area has to offer and what the unique attributes are of the desert, here in this area. So that's sort of the highlights, the big picture of what the program is. Bob, any other detail you'd like to add into this?
Probably. Bob Burns worked with Jackson Dolphin, and we've been lucky enough to work with four. We have four of these locations around the country, Las Vegas being one, and we're in New Hampshire, Moab, Utah, and outside of Austin, Texas. So it's kind of a new program. From my personal side, I'm an avid off-roader. And this is a great chance to get. We're seeing mostly new people coming to Bronco who, interestingly, in Nevada, they've never been in the desert. They just don't get it. And they're blown away, as they should be when they get here. So we see it as a great opportunity. I'm being very selfish. I want to be able to drive off-road for a long time, so we're teaching them to take care of the place that they get to drive on. Bronco Raptor is kind of the next level. So at camp, at a Boy Scout camp, it's all slow speed, rock crawling. We spend a lot of time teaching them how to take care of the vehicle so they don't change from off-road drivers to hikers. And it's really a lot of fun because they're new to it. They're very, I bought a Bronco, what do I do with it? I'm intimidated. Bronco Raptor is the next level, and kind of a neat story behind that. Bronco itself, a lot of the development of the vehicle, a lot of design and testing, was done across the line here in Johnson Valley. And Ford was really keen on, we have to go to Johnson Valley. Well, you guys know what's in Johnson Valley? Nothing. There's just nothing there. So we went full circle and came back to here to work what we call our base camp, the Boy Scout camp, that's the hosting facility. And I got to count to 10 sometimes. Ford's like, why would we do off-road or in Nevada? I mean, this is the heart of it. This is the hub of it. The mint is back. It is off-road racing. Bronco Raptor is more of a high-speed thing, so we're high-speed, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour kind of thing. We're getting a chance to teach these people how to be responsible with it, how to drive safely, and again, not become pedestrians and hikers walking out of here. The Boss Mine gave us a great opportunity to get a little different environment, a different chunk of the desert. It's very rocky and bony up at the Boy Scout camp. How many people have been up to that Boy Scout camp? Because it's a pretty neat place. And as Greg said, we've been there going on 2 years now. And clean that up a lot, you know, kind of make it, it's got a great feel to it. And what we talk about with these Bronco owners is this is a safe place to fail. This is a safe environment to fail and learn, oh, I can't do that when I'm out on my own in Death Valley because the price is pretty high, right, as we know out here. So we're going to start here in Bosmont. We will start in the Boy Scout camp with these Bronco Raptor owners, and they'll drive over to Sandy Valley, and we're going to build a course over there, an enclosed course, to show them some techniques so they don't get in trouble when they become responsible off-roaders. So we're pretty...
Just a quick question. Sure. Are these people that own their own vehicles, or is this a kind of a training thing where they rent vehicles, and how does that happen?
Kind of yes and yes. So Ford, pretty neat thing that Ford did, they said, we're getting back into this off-road world. We haven't been there in 25 plus years. How do we really make an impact? And part of it is to be environmentally responsible. That's a nice segment. Another part of it is, how do we become credible? And when you buy a Bronco, I call it the golden ticket to come to an off-road event. You can choose anyone. Come to Nevada, come to Moab or whatever. And you drive our vehicles, which was kind of interesting. You know, ask that Ford industry, they have to have their vehicles before they can come. Well, COVID, chip shortage, nobody can come to this. So a lot of people like, we want to do something. So they'll be driving our Broncos, but they have to be an owner initially to come and do it. So they will have Broncos, but not their own.
Are you going to redesign that whole plateau up there?
We are. Yeah, we are.
It's kind of rough in there.
It's kind of rough in there, yeah. So we look at it as a great opportunity. As we went into the Boy Scout camp, it was a little rough also. You know, concrete dumped in the washes and things like that. So we look at it as a great opportunity to clean up kind of a pretty special place. Same thing up here. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Nevada Mountains. I think there's nothing like them. So the view, I think you guys know that from here, is pretty unique. So to be able to drive up there, it's kind of turned into like a stone quarry, right? We're going to clean all that up and get more of a desert shape back to it and feel to it. So they feel like they're driving in a desert environment. We're working with the BLM as well to get some of the trails here. But the challenge out there is there's a lot of people out there who can't control it as well. So from a safe standpoint, the Boss Mine seems like a great spot to do that. So, answer your question.
Yeah. Do they stay local there? Or are you going to be all over the desert? Or just
No. We're going to be local there. So we're going to transit from the Boy Scout camp, control, drive, like a convoy.
So you're going to do everything right at the
moment? We're going to do everything there, yeah. The Boy Scout camp doesn't have the right terrain for maybe the higher speed. You think Min 400 stuff at a slower speed. And this has the room to do that, a safe environment where we probably, you know, we won't want it to ATVers or non-environment, who's ever out there. We want to have this controlled environment where we can see everything and say, okay, you can go 40 miles an hour up here. But we can see you the whole time. We know what's coming in. That's a huge part of it. Again, the selfish side of me doesn't want to get bad press of off-roaders. There's enough of it. So if we can open their eyes up and say, hey, when you're out doing this on your own, pay attention to other users, horseback riders, who was ever out there. You're responsible for that. You just bought this cool car, and you want to be able to use it and keep these places open. This is kind of the stepping stone to do that. So it'll be there. Come up and take a look at it once we get it in shape. I know we'd like to be part of the community with this kind of thing. There's no secrets. There's no special sauce, maybe with special sauce, but no secrets. We see it very much as an education and training opportunity for people that are new to this. And they're great people. And they were like, I can do this with my car. Right. Yeah, maybe later today. Get there.
I'm not familiar with the boss. Where the Boss Mine is? Is it just on the other side of the Boy Scout camp, or
no? So it's just on the eastern side of town here.
When you're going up Sandy Valley Road, PFC, the range is on your right. Mm-hmm. On the left, there's a dirt road that goes back between a little mountain, and there's a quarry in there. That's the Boss Mine.
Oh. It's 1 mile from the blacktop to the left, opposite the Kitty Road flat.
Oh. Yeah, crossing KMI. Yeah, that's a good one.
So it's kind of been abandoned to a degree, and we're gonna shape it up and make it kind of a cool place to be. Yes?
I took the Jeep course, you know, where you,
you own a Jeep and they take you and they teach you how to ride all over the place. Is that kind of modeled after that?
It's a little bigger.
It's the same idea, but we really focus on the education. A lot of the Jeep stuff is go do your thing, and we'll help you when it goes wrong. But we really want to teach them, so it's the same idea. It's to get education of the vehicle's limits, the driver's limits, the environment's limits, and so we can send them out there on their own and have them be respectable.
Are these old vehicles
spot?
Not souped up a hot
rod? Yeah. It's not about, I hate to use the word speed,
yeah.
It's perceived speed. I mean, you know from living in this environment, down one of these roads at 30 miles an hour sometimes feels like 100, right? So it's understanding where your speed limit is. So they're bone stock out of the showroom. We don't want a hot rod to be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, they're no noisier than what you have in your driveway. Cars, side by side and stuff like that. So we kind of like to be invisible, not make a spectacle out of it, and do it in the right manner. So that's our target.
What's your time frame?
Last week, like every time frame. We're hoping to be open by
summer.
Changes hourly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm stuttering. It's like, we need to go now. It's like, well, we're not going now. We'll go eventually, but by summer. Raptor, with this program, you have to have delivery. It has to be in your driveway before you can come. They just started building them. There's fewer than 1,000 out there right now. So we need some momentum to get customers out. So our target is kind of summertime. Keep going, because the weather's perfect for it at that point. No heat needed like today. As we get in there.
Heat lamp is on.
We'll run 3 days a week. Kind of. We're trying to feel what the schedule is. Maybe 3 days a week. We're going to see what the demand is and work the schedule around that. But we don't think it'll be that crazy busy. I can't think you'll know we're even up there unless you come up and look at us. And again, that's our goal. We want them to get to a neat place where we can control what's happening. And that really fits the bill nicely, and it dovetails to our other property.
And really, a property only a couple, 2-3 hours maybe. So because the rest of the experience again starts out at the
it's a camp. Full day for them. They'll come to the scout camp where they're signed in, welcome, and then we give them some tuition on the ground there, how the vehicle works, you know, things like that. They'll drive some off road at the scout camp, and then transit over here for that controlled environment for a different experience, and then transit back, and they're off to the next thing.
You gonna fence this thing up?
I don't think we are. I'd love to, but just my mentality is, if people want to get into something in the desert, get into something in the desert. I don't know how to keep them out. So we want to be very open with it. You know, we're working on that. What do you do there? There's nothing you can break there except your own stuff. It's pretty hard to off, right? So, and we're very impressed. I mean, a place like that, I'm amazed how clean it is. So. Kudos to this community. You know, so many desert spots are full of last year's furniture, and it's really in great shape up there, considering it was a mine. So I think it's a hidden gem.
Well, the mine was up on top.
The mine was up on top.
We're operating a gravel pit down below.
Yeah.
Would you consider having just like a little opening the ceremony thing or whatever, just so that one time we could see it or whatever?
Not just once.
Maybe more than once.
No, even with the scout camp, it's very open. If you want to come and see this thing in action, stop by and come in. No, again, there's no secret. We'd love to have it up there.
Yeah, but if you had like an actual one-time event at the very beginning, it would be nice to come and just see it.
We really want to integrate ourselves, into the community, and how can we be a partner and an asset to the community. Bob and I have been in this, in the off-road
way too long.
So collectively, I'm going to say this out loud, collectively, 70 years maybe between the two of us. So, and that's really kind of, that's how we want this to work, right? That's the success that we've had with programs like this in the past is we want to be open. We're all in this together, and we want to be a part of this community. So, it's kind of going back to what we're asking about, how is the day structured? What is it that we're actually doing? A lot of what we want to share with folks is we want to plant those seeds of just good stewardship, right? Not only of you know, a vehicle preservation, a people preservation, but trail preservation, you know, because odds are if you're doing any one of those three, you know, you're doing all three at the same time if you realize it or not. So the way the day is shaped is that, you know, the beginning is over, you know, at a scout camp over at Off Rodeo. And so there we're able to really start to integrate and highlight, you know, some of these driving techniques and just Bronco technologies at slower speeds, right? So we're giving people a chance to see it and feel it and then start to understand it. And then that way as the day unfolds, right, everything that we start to introduce as the day goes on, we're building on what we've already talked about, right? You know, so it's building, building, building. So we want people to be able to walk away from this program, actually drive away from this program, right? And with, you know, with more knowledge than what they came with, you know, so they can actually then go out and then, you know, help us, you know, kind of just to really spread that word. You know, hey, this is, you know, there's a lot of styles of how to drive off-road, and this is one that really does help and can make a difference. In the back.
This is sponsored by Ford, right?
It is in conjunction with Ford, yes.
Okay, as a Ford owner who does not own a Bronco,
okay,
but has always owned Fords and has three Fords now, okay, in the house, can we sign up for this, or it's only if you own a Bronco?
It's a great question. So as of right now, right, you know, this program is for Bronco and Bronco Raptor owners exclusively. Right? So but stay tuned to this page for further development.
What year Bronco? It's all the Bronco, and it's over Bronco. So
it is for new Bronco.
It's a crazy thing, right? I mean, if I were selfish, I really don't care about the new Bronco owner because they already bought it.
Yeah.
I want you to come and see it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But to Ford's credit, they said, we want to take care of our new owners. We want to give them this opportunity. So it's really about capacity. It's not like you can't come because you don't have a Bronco. It's like, we need to take care of these people who just bought the car first. Because to a degree, they're going to be out there with these Broncos, and we want them to be educated right away. We definitely want to open it up for people to come. Again, from our standpoint, is everybody that's better educated on off-road use and the environment, it's a better chance to keep this stuff open, right? So that's our selfish side, and we see Ford as a great partner to let us do this, you know, to go out and do that. But coming from a race school, they really want to build this crowd. They want to, I mean, funny things they've said, we think 98% of the people that come to this will be off-road experts, and I said, mm-hmm. So you kind of hired me as an off-road expert. I'm not coming because I have a vehicle. I know how to do this. Why would I come? The good news is there's this many experts. There's this many people that are new to it and intimidated by it. I might not buy a Bronco or a pickup or something. I'm not going to take it off-road because I'll break it, right? That's the mentality. So we need to take care of the customers who waited a long time for their Bronco. We definitely want to get to a place where everybody comes there because we think that's a great opportunity.
What is your transfer of the Raptors from the camp to the mine? Are you going to drive them cross country or?
On approved off roads. We're working with the BLM on that right now, so we don't know our exact route. We'd love to come through the backside of Good Springs and work our way across.
So
into here.
You won't, you'd use the main road going up to Mount Potosi?
Canyon.
Spring side.
We certainly will right now to go back to the camp.
Yeah. They got that gate locked.
Oh, did they since when?
Yeah, so.
Usually it's locked.
There's a lot of different, you know, roads back through there. So the routes that we've been working with BLM, none of those have been gated. Right. Yeah, so it's all the BLM trails that kind of work their way through there. So
they'll leave the gate open so the public can drive up there and back and out?
No, I mean, if there's a gate involved, you know, how we've always handled gates, you know, is that you leave it the way that you found it, you know, so if it's closed, you know, then, you know, if we have access, you know, through a particular trail, then we'll go through and then close the gate behind us.
And it's a locked gate, we can lock it.
Yeah.
But we haven't come across that with the routes we've requested from them so far. We're kind of going the back way through a BLM
side route. But your own road was cross country then?
On existing routes.
Existing trails.
Not just across the desert. I mean, that's a big part of the tread lightly thing. Again, you know, when we see people certainly like them from the East Coast, they think you can drive anywhere. no rules. That wasn't very long, so we're really particular about staying on approved BLM.
It keeps you from getting fined.
It does, yeah. The advertising is great, right? You know, so having to kind of be a pull through that. It's you know, working with the BLM, you know, has been great. It's been a great process so far. So, and again, this is the big thing. We want people to walk away from this, you know, again, driving away from this, but this is how you do this, right? You know, this is how, these are the resources that are available, you know, to the offered community. These are the processes, you know, that you want to go through and look at to do these things, you know, safely and responsibly. So that's a big part of the curriculum and the ethos, really. It's more a mindset, quite honestly, than it is a skill set, and more often than not. So.
Megan, these meetings are monthly.
Yep.
So we'll keep up to speed on what's going on there, and never hesitate to stop by and say, what's going on here? What are you doing? Your input's really important to us, as we want to be kind of part of this community.
When are you going to start?
End of the week, over the weekend, I think. Doesn't get any colder.
Sign the lease yet?
We have signed the lease, yeah.
So right now, they're just going to be doing the cleanup, and that's why I asked them to come talk to you guys, since we're all going to see it. We're all going to see stuff going on that
on
site.
Yeah.
So I knew there would be questions, so I asked them to come out now. They will be coming back to us for the official use permit to get the approval to do, it's called a recreation facility. But I just wanted them to tell you what was going to be going on the site, so because I don't want any rumors of weird stuff. I wanted you guys to know it's legit stuff happening.
Too late.
There was a big rumor. That's why some of the people are here tonight. There was a rumor that the opening of a sniper school up there.
I heard that. I don't know where on earth that came from.
Well, I know who started it, but I'm not going to mention any names. But I mean, it was all over
The term that was told to me isn't even, I Googled it, it's not even a real thing. It's a video game.
Actually, I started the sniper room.
Thanks, Bob. If I ever say anything nice about him, I take it back.
By the way, do you know there's a well up there?
Do we know there's a well up there?
There has been talk of a well up there.
I know where it is.
All right, you've got
Well, I'm very familiar with that.
And you said there are three Fords in the driveway at some point. It also sounds like there's a Jeep in the driveway at some point. Or
Jeep,
yeah,
that was
Jeep.
Ford.
Yeah. Ford.
Lots of Jeeps.
Well, you got a Jeep, old Ford.
Gotcha. Good deal. Perfect.
Well, thank you very much for coming and filling us in and putting to rest a bunch of silly rumors.
We'll start more.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Get some better ones going. UFOs. We need UFOs.
We look forward to hearing from you as things progress.
Well, it's a really neat place. I mean, I've stumbled out the backside, that you can stumble into Death Valley. It's pretty amazing.
It's a big piece of land.
Yeah, it's a good spot. So thank you for your patience and your story.
I'll show you.
Megan, did you tell them that every time somebody builds something up there, they have to do road improvements?
No.
Even so overrated.
They don't care about the road because they're going off road.
And then this is the only one of these in the world for Ford.
It is.
So there's four Bronco off roadios to cover the population, but Raptor is only here. And it can be confused with the Raptor pickup, the F-150, which they do a program up in Utah for that. This is Bronco Raptor only. Only at a Sandy Valley hearing, so it's going to be a cool story.
Are you going to be using heavy equipment? Excuse me, man. Playing on the place fixtures?
I'm not using a shovel, are you kidding me?
Like a dozers and loaders?
Dozers, excavators, yeah. To just reshape it. We don't want it to look like a quarry anymore. We want it to look like, start to get it back to desert.
Yeah. You have the operators already?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm looking for dump truck guys and stuff like that. I'd love to pull from the local community. We want to haul some stone out of there at the scout camp, so I mean, if you got a dump truck.
So who do we come and talk to you?
Talk to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, we've been hunting around. I'd really love to pull local.
He's an excellent heavy equipment operator.
Awesome.
Retired.
Just don't own
it. No, that's the feedback we're looking for. You know, the fire department, if we need access to water or something, if that's an opportunity, we want to contribute back into the community and keep it all right here as much as we can, so we'll touch base.
Sounds good.
Thank you, great.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. As I told, I guess everyone in the Sandy Valley clan here, figure out what works here, so they bring it from elsewhere, as much as we can.
Is there a phone number to get all of you guys?
I'm sorry?
Is there gonna be a phone number to get all of you guys, if somebody like that's interested?
Oh, yeah, correct, yeah, and we'll make sure that you guys have our contact information before we leave here too. So for things like, you know, so for things like this, for the equipment operators and other inquiries, we'll.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see more of you.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
This next part is written kind of unusually.
Well, yeah, I know, and I didn't bring them, so we'll have to do it next month.
Oh, next month.
They've changed, they're exactly the same as they've been for 10 years.
Okay, then we won't worry about it this month. Okay, this is the time for general comments on things that are on the agenda. Come to find out, there's not anything to talk about because we didn't cover anything other than, yes?
I just have one question. Somebody asked me the other day, are there any Metro policemen still living here in Sandy Valley?
Three.
There are three, okay.
Okay, this is also the time for general comments about pretty much anything else that's involving the community. And we'd like to hear from Kevin.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Kevin McMahon. I'm running for the Valley Electric Director position that Terry D'Antonio is retiring from. Why? Because I think I can help. I bring in a lifetime of technical knowledge and experience, and I believe that I can be an asset to the Valley Electric Association Board. Renewable energies are coming online, but they're intermittent. Fossil fuel energies are going offline. They have been 24/7 operations. Energy storage and cleaner energy production will have to supplement renewables. More people are having solar installed on their homes. Policy for these, for people that are to have or are going to get solar, will have to be updated. More people are buying electric vehicles. More power will have to be available. These are challenging times. I think I'm up to the task to help Valley Electric Association to move forward. I'd like to ask you for your vote for position of District 5 Director, Valley Electric Association. I've already started to engage with the board. I've attended board meetings by Zoom last month during their question and comment period. I engaged, I asked them about, I made a comment about the failure of Nevada's electric, EV electric charging system in the state, also known as the Nevada Electric Highway. And the reason I brought it up to them is I knew that they were involved with the with one of the quick charge stations, the one in Beatty, which is actually broken down. It's not just Beatty, but that's the only one that is with Valley Electric. Fast chargers in Gene, Indian Springs, and Armagosa are also broken. I engaged in the conversation, I got some information from them, so I know more about what's going on there. I also commented on excess energy credits being forfeited every September 30th. This is part of our net metering policy. And I also suggested that the board of directors and the staff take a look at California's net metering 3.0 policy. This will help them get a head start on what's going to happen in the future. Thank you, and if anybody has any questions, you stick around after the meeting, and I also have some flyers if you want some more information. Thank you.
Thank you. Perfect.
Your history, somebody said you were an engineer.
I am not an engineer.
Okay, what was your history?
My whole history, I'm going to start from the back end. The last job that I had, I worked for the Valley electric shop and the telemetry shop and the electric shop. They worked on everything that was electrical, large motors, the 480 volt motors, 4,160 volt motors, all the controls in between, protection relays, PLCs, programmable logic controls. I worked with the systems that transmitted all the information to our central spot, which is called SCADA. In telemetry, I also worked on the closed circuit TV system that's throughout the area for security. Also worked to improve the security system. There's virtually contacts, switches on every door, every vault.
Kevin?
Yes.
Are you going to be here after the meeting's over?
Yes.
If anybody has any questions, you can talk to him in person. And, but we need to move up.
Yeah, I could go on for a long time, but.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah, does anybody out here offer like CPR courses, anything, stop leak classes?
If you leave me your name when it's over, I can put you on my next CPR class. Roster.
Okay.
Let you know when that will be.
Will that be out here? Or
yes.
Okay.
Suzanne DeLaRosa, 730 South Miami, and just because we talk about things, I try to come to a lot of meetings, and we talk about things for years, it seems like. So I just want to say kudos for gas station, Family Dollar. Both of those things have been life-changing. Okay, so thank you for you guys doing all of that. Okay, I know you don't often get appreciation, but both of those places, I go into Family Dollar with a big smile on my face all the time. Life-changing.
Yes.
Gail Beckman with Happenings, just wanted to, I didn't make the December CAC meeting. I wanted to thank those who were part of the Winterfest, including our Santa Claus, who's going away, so we have to find a new one. That was a great success for us. We just had a Super Bowl bake sale to raise funds for Sandy Mesquite, and we raised $166. The bake sale items were not only a few of us that made some, but the school had a bake sale the day before at Family Dollar, and they gave all the leftover stuff to us for our bake sale, so we work well together that way. Let's see. Our next big event is Easter. It falls on April 9th. Start time is 1 p.m. We were told the fire department doesn't like kids and they don't want to have anything to do with it. No, so they said they were helping this next time. And also, I am running for Board of Directors Valley Electric against Kevin, and he is very technical. He could probably work for the company and be an advisor for them. I see myself as the social side of it. I am out and about in the public, and I would hope you vote for me because I can be part of the board and get the word across. I'm already part of the liaison committee, so I have a meeting at the end of this month, and hopefully I'll be able to represent you. Thank you.
You don't mind me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, the next meeting is March 14th. 2023. This meeting is adjourned. I'm going to go to the next one.
That's hers.